We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this our song? As I was sitting in traffic, no joke, as I'm sitting in traffic, knowing that I'm going to be late for my own radio program today, I get a text from Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Way to be on time for your own show.
See? Ben's upset with you.
Everybody. What are you going to do? Ben Volen, he is a writer for the Boston Globe. Covers the... Excuse me.
And now you're going to have an asthma attack.
You good?
I don't know.
What is going on with you? Cheap-ass seltzer water you drinking.
Help.
Sorry about this, Ben. Got to be the grown-up on this show. Sorry, Ben.
Is this live? Quite the auspicious start for me. How you feeling about this, Ben?
Hawk, why don't you take a few plays off, man? Why don't you?
Jeez. I mean, what is going on with me? Put me on the commissioner's exempt list.
Like, I was going to start busting your balls, but then you have some coughing fit on. Now I start to feel bad for you.
Yeah, there's obviously something wrong. Last night, my kid had basketball practice, so a lot of times this is the state of Mark Hockman right now. My kid has basketball practice, and it's at a park, so my wife and I will spend that hour that he's at practice walking the track at the park and whatnot and, get the blood pumping. But instead, we went and got meatball subs. So there could be something, going on that's not healthy.
Your marinara levels are dangerously high right now.
That's a good line.
All right. On the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they truly are, No, obviously not. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is there. Hello, Ben.
Hawk, I think you stumbled on to a new radio bit. Mark Hockman tries to do a radio show while battling various ailments.
Yeah, I mean, this is. I think I should get credit for playing through whatever I'm playing through. I mean, there's no pain involved, but obviously something's amiss. Anyway, Ben Volen, he covers the NFL and the New England Patriots for the Boston Globe. So the Patriots, they beat up on the Dolphins this past Sunday. Now they take on Adam Gase and the Luke Falk-led Jets. On Sunday, you would admit, Ben, this is not fair that arguably the best team in the NFL gets the Dolphins last week, the Jets this week. This is just plain wrong. Will you admit it?
Yeah, and it keeps going after this. The Patriots got the softest opening schedule. It has to be in NFL history. They play Buffalo the next week. That is on the road, so that might be a little tougher. That's probably their toughest game. Then they get Washington, the Giants at home on a Thursday night, and then the Jets again. So their first seven games, they're going 7-0, and they're probably winning by an average of 35 points each week. The schedule finally gets hard in November. They play Baltimore, Philly, Dallas, Kansas City. Of course, most of the hard games are at home. It's just like everything is kind of falling their way this year. And that's why I think they're taking these risks on guys like Antonio Brown and just, I think they're just going for it. They see the opportunity they have in front of them that they can run the table here. And they've got a fairly easy schedule, and they've got a very good team. And I think they're going for it. And the schedule playing out the way it does is a big reason why.
And, Ben, last week we were laughing. We had a couple segments on the show last week about how Bill Belichick said the Dolphins have more good players than they can even get on the field. And we know how he does, how he amps up other teams. Does he ever break mold? Does he ever not show his poker face and laugh? Or does anybody ever question him when he's playing a bad team and he kind of shows his hand?
I was laughing today at his press conference with the Jets, and kind of because he was filibustering. He was giving us these 10-minute answers. But, I mean, you should have seen he just covered the Jets in, like, hot, drawn butter today. Just – lathered them up with everything is amazing and they're great at this, and this is going to be such a mental challenge for us this week. And boy, Greg Williams, Le'Veon, I mean, he made these guys, you know, look like the 85 Bears today. He somehow does it in that drab monotone voice and never skips a beat. But you listening to it, you start cracking up at times. Like, it's just amazing how he's able to keep character and just make these guys sound so good when they're literally going to win this game 50-0. They're playing a third string quarterback. So Belichick never break. I mean, it's amazing that they have two games in a row where they're going to be favored by about 20 points. And, you know, I think it's a sad state of where quarterbacking is in this league right now, where if your starter goes down, you are toast. And I mean, the Jets have no chance on Sunday. It's, you know, going to be a non-competitive NFL football game.
Someone suggests via text that maybe I'm coming down with mono. I mean, I guess it's possible.
Please don't.
It could be possible. Ben Volen covers the NFL and the Patriots for the Boston Globe. So you saw the Dolphins and Patriots down here. You talk about them being double-digit favorites, you know, against the Jets, the Patriots. And the Dolphins, they're double-digit dogs again this week. They're in Dallas. You saw Dolphins and Patriots at Hard Rock this past Sunday. What did you witness? You've covered the NFL a long time. What did you see?
I saw a team in the Dolphins that, I hate to say it, but didn't show any fight whatsoever. That's what I was disappointed with in the Dolphins. Obviously, there's a huge talent gap there, and I think Flores certainly has his work cut out for him. Just in getting guys to buy in right now, I think there's probably a big buy-in issue right now with the Dolphins. But they were not ready for any of New England's little tricks. They did not have anything special cooked up, you know, their sleeve for the Patriots. Last year when the Patriots went to Nashville and played the Titans, Mike Vrabel knew all the little tricks that the Patriots pull. The one that kind of drives me nuts, on Tom Brady's touchdown, no one covered up the center on the defense. And that's like the number one rule with the Patriots. You know that Brady's going to sneak it right up the middle, and he just had an easy touchdown. And of all teams, how did Brian Flores not have his team prepared for that? And there are just, you know, a few examples of little things like that that the Dolphins just didn't do in that game. So it just seemed like the Dolphins almost punted on the game, that they knew they have much bigger issues with the roster and with the organization than worrying about some game with the Patriots. And I don't know, I was just disappointed that the coaches didn't have more up their sleeve to kind of try to overcome the obvious talent gap.
And Ben, you brought that up when you break down film, and follow Ben Volen on Twitter. He does a good job. I like the X and O's of it, Ben. So I watch you, and I saw what you were talking about on Twitter. You brought that up about not covering up the center. Also, I wanted to ask you, from that film study, you said something about don't run zone against Brady. He's going to figure it out. He's going to beat you. What is the best defense to run against Brady, in your opinion, watching him week in and week out?
You got to play man-to-man. That's the only chance you have against these guys, is if you have – a bunch of corners and linebackers and even some safeties who can run and can keep up one-on-one. And I'll give Eric Rowe a lot of credit. I thought he played Antonio Brown pretty well. Brown had four targets and no catches in the second half. And that's when the Dolphins went to, you know, press man coverage. And I thought Eric Rowe did a pretty nice job. I think Xavier Howard had one of those in the end zone, but otherwise Rowe did a pretty good job of locking down Antonio Brown. And you're not going to stop the Patriots offense when they have Edelman and White and Brown and Burkhead. They just, you know, Dorsett, Josh Gordon, that's a lot of weapons. But you play zone like the Dolphins came out in, and Brady, like he says it all the time, he knows the answers to the test. He can read the coverage before the snap, and he knows where the holes are going to be, and he knows where to go with the ball. And that's why he was able to feed Antonio Brown on that first drive. He knew what the Dolphins were going to be dropping into and where the coverage would be. And he just found wide open holes in the zone. So, they did make their adjustment there in the second half. And the game got out of hand not because of the Dolphins' defense. The defense did okay. It was their offense that was completely non-functional and, you know, giving up all those pick sixes in the fourth quarter. I was very disappointed with the Brady touchdown. You'd think Brian Flores would have had his guys prepared for that.
And you kind of showed your hand. I'm kind of assuming your answer now. But my next question about your film breakdown, now that you watched the game and really got into it, are the Fins well coached?
It's, offense is really tough right now. It's hard to – they have so many shuffling pieces on the offensive line, and obviously the quarterbacks are new. you know, Fitzpatrick is not, he's not been the answer so far. And this is not the Fitzpatrick we saw at the beginning of last year with Tampa Bay when he was just slinging it all around. And I do get the feeling that if this is what you're going to get out of him in the offense, why not just play Josh Rosen and see what he can do? Maybe you don't want to lead the Lambs to the slaughter, because I know the schedule is still tough and you don't want Rosen getting hurt. He almost had a nasty injury the other day, but I do think there's a little bit of a buy-in issue right now. It's, you know, it's a lot easier also to scheme up when you're with the Patriots and you've got Brady leading the show. It's a totally different animal that these coaches are facing with the Dolphins, with all these, you know, new players and young players and guys wanting out apparently. And it's just a bad situation overall. And I was thinking about this last night. I saw Joe Shad was tweeting about how the Dolphins are going to do it up big in Vegas at the draft in the spring and make it a big VIP event for fans. And it's amazing how it has totally shifted in Miami now. The fall, the games are just meaningless filler, a way to kill time until the real excitement, which is in the spring when you guys get to spend money and have the draft again. And it's just, it's completely the opposite of what football is supposed to be. So it's a really weird time in Miami right now. And the way that the tanking is going, you wonder if the NFL after this will have to step in and figure out like a lottery system or something. Just to, you can't keep having these non-competitive games like the Dolphins are having.
The only thing, though, is if you do that, if you start trading away assets and you start garnering all these first-round picks, like the lottery doesn't even matter anymore anyway, because if you've got three picks in the top 15, I mean, you could pretty much get whoever you want.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. You have the flexibility to do it. So, right, you don't need the number one pick. But, this is a really bad look for the NFL and for the Dolphins. You know, I understand what the Dolphins are doing, but it's terrible for the game, for the league, to have these games that are non-competitive. You know, it's not good for college football when Florida's beating up on Charleston Southern every year either, and you can't have that creeping into the NFL. You need these games to have authentic competition, and that's definitely not happening with the Dolphins right now.
Ben Volen, he covers the Patriots and the NFL for the Boston Globe. Can you give us in 30 seconds the latest on Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I think he's, as of now, he's going to be cleared, he is cleared, and the NFL hasn't found anything to put him on the commissioner's exempt list yet. And they interviewed the woman, the accuser, the other day for 10 hours, but nothing has come out of that yet. And I think we're going to be a long way from anything happening. Someone with the league told me it might be several weeks before we get any movement or update or anything. Antonio Brown, I don't believe, has an interview scheduled, so I think. He's very much full systems go for football, and this thing might take a while.
Would you bet, by the way, the Patriots minus 23 against the Jets and the Cowboys minus 21.5 against the Dolphins?
I learned my lesson last week, and until the Dolphins and Jets prove otherwise that they are actual competent NFL teams, I'm betting against them. I think the Patriots might double up the point spread again like they did last week. I think we might be looking at a 50-0 situation, and I think the Cowboys are going to run all over the Dolphins. It's going to get brutal again out there.
All right. Ben Volen, read his work in the Boston Globe, bostonglobe.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you for making time, Ben, and thank you for being concerned about my safety with your text while I was stuck in traffic.
Well, I'm just glad you were able to make it, for part of your radio show today.
Yeah, listen, every now and then you got to take a play off, right? Yeah, you covered Randy Moss up there. Every now and then you got to take a play off.
Yeah, well, if this were the Patriots, Belichick would have sent you home. He wouldn't have let you do any of the show.
I know, right? I know.
He sent Revis home. Revis showed up to practice 15 minutes late, and he sent Revis home.
Hockman Island, so Crowder. You start calling me Hockman Island.
It's crazy. You're Revis, and I'm Julian Edelman. I don't know how that happened.
It is weird. This is the bizarro football season. Thank you, Ben.
All right, see you guys.
Ben Volen there from the Boston Globe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.